So here we are. So during this period, I'd like to offer a guided loving kindness metta meditation. Many, many ways of cultivating this great quality of the human heart, natural capacity or potential, and we can incline towards it. We can incline towards that quality, that intentionality. So many, many ways we can do that. So just invite you again to take what's helpful. This is what I'm going to present, this kind of how it's been working for me recently, or it's just the opportunity to mull this theme, kindness, friendliness, and finding an image or a word, warmth, goodwill, different facets of metta, which I think of as being based in a concern for the welfare of all beings, including ourselves. So when we're connecting with or contemplating this quality, we are strengthening a capacity and intentionality that's rooted in a concern for the welfare of all beings. And it's said to be an antidote, and maybe you've found this yourself in different ways, to be an antidote to ill will and anger and all forms of aversion, fear, and the sense of isolation. It's for me a very key part of this practice, a sort of insight, a wisdom aspect of this practice. It can reveal and heal a sense of isolation, separation. It has one aspect of it is it has a boundless quality. It's one of the immeasurables. Unconditional. Yeah, so it has extraordinary potential and power and strength. To be present and supportive in any situation. And bringing deep healing to the heart and a support. So I'll leave that as a bit of introduction, warm us up. And just reflecting on metta. I think I've done it so much over the years. I just say the word metta, and this actually brings a sense of some even subtle sense of brightness, or that kind of has an encouraging tone for me now, that word metta, M-E-T-T-A, the Pali language, close to the language that the Buddha used, coming from the word for friend. So settling into your posture, feeling the body, allowing it to be as comfortable as it can be. And feeling free to adjust your posture if you need to during this guided meditation. Connecting with some sense of presence, wakefulness, intention to be present. And also see if there's some willingness to open to this great quality of kindness, of metta. And again, no demand, no expectation, but just a kind of willingness, kind of, can I be open to that? Maybe through this period we'll have some sense of that as a quality, as an intention, as a state, as an energy. And maybe not, you know, maybe it remains somewhat opaque or mysterious, but just to trust the power of turning our intention or interest towards connecting with this quality, and it will come, it does come. And I speak as someone who spent many years not really finding it, so patience and kind of encouragement to be sensitive to what works for you, remembering what you already know about how this practice can be helpful and beneficial for you, and then just allowing anything that I offer to support that, add to that, encourage you with that. May our practice together during this time be in the service of awakening, and be in the service of awakening and strengthening and allowing this quality of metta, this natural quality, to be allowed to arise. Bring benefit into the world. So you can begin very simply, not needing to shift into any particular different mode from where we are. Just opening to our experience, as we've been encouraging on this retreat, a sense of opening to our experience here and now in a very simple, direct, immediate way. It's beginning to open and have that sense of coming into presence. Just simply acknowledging body feels like this, heart, mind feels like this. Very simple. The energy feels like this. In a way, connecting with the wholeness of this moment, these moments of unfolding, wholeness of our being, body, mind. It's like this. Simple knowing, simple acknowledgement, and the particulars and the unclear and the pleasant and unpleasant. Just spending a few moments as simply and directly as we can, just acknowledging whatever is arising in your experience. staying present with, you know, the sense of just noticing and seeing just if it's a very gentle, slight shift of what if this attentiveness was just had some sense of kindness in it, or welcome, or okay as you are, or letting be, or like a holding, like a friendly, protective, kind of allowed to be here. A sense of really being welcome just as we are with whatever is happening. So just tuning gently to that sense of what does it feel like to be genuinely welcomed? Genuinely welcomed. With however you are, whatever is occurring. Maybe there's some sense of memory or imagining or sort of felt sense of how that affects us. Kind of slight warming or brightening. More like receiving something than making something happen. Just being receptive to a sense of being welcomed. I'm completely allowed to be here, letting that deepen and open, if it can, to a sense of nice what if, right? So we can kind of use our imagination and just what if, what would it be like to feel completely welcome, completely allowed to be here, just as we are right now. And just noticing any kind of resistance to the practice or any kind of distractedness or thinking or just some difficult energy that the attention is attracted to. And just in that moment of acknowledging, seeing if it's possible to say this too is welcome. this radical welcome of metta. You too are welcome, included in the field of loving kindness, of unconditional friendliness. This too is included. Again, whatever words or images, a sense of opening to that possibility or the memory of being really welcome here and now. Genuinely welcome and allowed to be here, just as you are, just as conditions are, however they are, right now. So noticing any beneficial effects, any sense of the practice feels helpful. Again, allowing, very patient, just whatever little bit of the felt sense or just the thread of the intentionality, staying really quiet and steady with that, maybe if that's there, and we can sort of support that interest, that focus, that intention or interest with images or memories. It might be something really simple like a sense of the sun warming us, warming the ice cube that Bhante was mentioning yesterday. Shining gently on the ice cube, gradually melting it. Or another image that the Buddha uses of gentle rain softening the earth, gradually seeping into the earth that can feel hard or dry. Letting the gentle rain of metta gradually soften, gradually suffuse into the body and the mind. Not having to make anything happen, but again, more of this receptivity, this willingness, openness to this quality, finding what catalyzes it, what evokes it, with phrases or images or memories. And then just beginning to open the body Make the body available, make the whole being available to allow this quality, metta, to infuse and suffuse into the whole being, gradually, organically, slowly, quickly, strangely. Just open to that possibility, letting the warm sun of metta melt the ice cube of our clinging and our residues of dukkha, stress. Allowing the gentle rain of metta to gradually moisten the being. And if you have phrases or some of the words I've been using, I'll just leave some silence for a while to let you just feel and explore this cultivation in your own way. And just, the word allowing or image, or there might be a being that you want to imagine or picture being with you. A beloved being, an animal, a friend, a teacher. Sometimes that can really help. Just imagining a loved and trusted being. Sort of radiating that love, that unconditional friendliness. Kind of receiving that from them. Allowing ourselves maybe a little bit. Gently, gradually to open, to receive that blessing. Receive that unconditional gift, and it requires nothing back from us. Non-manipulative, just friendliness. Allowing ourselves to take that in. So however the practice is for you, however your experience is, may it be received in kindness, in care and friendliness, with sense of may I meet this with kindness, with care. Doesn't have to look or feel any particular way. We trust the intention and coming back to that again and again, simple inclination towards well-wishing for ourselves, for all beings. Simple concern for the well-being of this being and for all beings. And so beginning maybe to sense if there's some space, if you wish, beginning to sense that you could invite particular beings, maybe like the friend or animal or beloved person you were considering, or other beings that you might want to actually bring to mind in this space of metta, and just consider them, contemplate them with the wish that they be well, just sharing this loving energy with them. Again, maybe using a phrase or just a felt sense of care, or just picturing them, or in whatever way you wish, a kind of sense of bringing them or allowing the perception of them to arise in the mind, and this mind and heart being suffused and attuned to the quality of metta, that they too benefit from the kindness in their own heart and the kindness of those around them. So just again, in your own time, in your own way, just continuing, maybe bringing some different beings to mind, or just seeing who comes, seeing who kind of arises in the mind, in the heart, and spending some time with a being and just offering or sharing. Just may you too awaken to this quality of loving kindness in your own heart, in the hearts of others. May this quality, this intention, guide and support your life. May you be well. May you live with kindness. And then following along if you wish, just if you're with any particular being, letting the sense or perception of them, letting that melt back into the mind and the heart, knowing that you can always invite them in again anytime. And just letting go of any particular being or aspect of our experience, and just opening again to see if there's any kind of suffusive sense of a kind of warm, bright energy in the heart, in the mind, in the body. I'm sometimes sensed as a very subtle brightness or warmth. And fine, you know, if not, just if that's there, sense of allowing that to surround and suffuse the body and the mind to the degree it can. Again, patiently allowing the process to happen, but opening the body, sense of really opening the being to this intention, this good wish, this well-wishing, this energy of metta. Strengthening and nourishing the citta, the heart-mind. Strengthen its capacity to respond to ourselves and others with kindness. And it's rooted in wisdom and the concern for the benefit and welfare of beings. Suffusing the body and the mind with this energy, even just imagining it, just playing with the perception, allowing, imagining you're bathing in a pool of metta. The rain or the sun, again, can play with that, imagining it suffusing, flowing over the body, flowing through the mind, touching all that it meets with well-wishing. Filling the body, filling the mind, and then radiating out. So then we can shift our sense in a way of the sun shining with metta, being somewhere in our field of our being, of our experiencing, shining in all directions, shining through the whole body, through all of its textures, both pleasant and unpleasant. Through all of the molecules and atoms of our physical form, and shining through all the textures of our mind and heart, citta, and radiating out into the world in all directions. Not having to make that happen, just allowing it to shine just as naturally as the sun shines. It's feeling, sense of it being obstructed, or that's okay, it can seep through the cracks, it can shine out through the open places and shine again, gradually melting the hard incrustations of the heart. Allowing it to radiate out, doing its healing and liberating work. We don't have to make it happen. Allowing it to shine out into the whole universe. The power to be boundless, measureless. May all beings everywhere be well. May they find safety and protection. May they find care and the warmth of connection and belonging. May all beings in all directions, whatever beings there may be, all forms of life, trees and plant life, all the animals of the earth and the sea and the sky, may all beings and all forms of life be well, be safe and protected. May all beings, without any exception whatsoever, be well.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.